Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Soundsington Media!
Hey Brian, did you know that the first lighthouse was built in Egypt in the 3rd century BC?
Whoa, I did not know that. But hey, did you know that Michigan has more lighthouses than any other U.S. state?
That's our home state. I love Michigan. Wow, lighthouses are cool. They emit light from a system of lamps and lenses and serve as navigational aids for ships at sea.
Did you know that scientists are working on using light emitted from stars in the cosmos to serve as interstellar lighthouses?
Well, this week we received a truly far-out question from our listener community. This is Reaching Out from Reach, a space podcast for kids. Reaching Out is our chance to answer real questions about space from kids around the world.
This week's question was sent to us via email from Alan in Romania, who asked, "What are neutron stars?"
Great question, Alan. Neutron stars are pretty cool. Let's talk about how they're created and how we're working on observing them in space.
When a star runs out of energy at the end of its life, its core collapses, and the outer layers are blown off in a supernova explosion.
And what happens next depends on the star's original mass. A star roughly 10 to 20 times our sun leaves behind a neutron star, which is a city-sized object with a mass about 1.4 times that of the sun. A more massive star becomes a black hole.
And since neutron stars began as regular stars, we're able to find them scattered across the galaxy. They're the densest observable objects in the universe and are typically seen as pulsars, which are also known as the lighthouses of the cosmos.
And with neutron stars, matter is packed so tightly that according to NASA, a teaspoon of neutron star interior would weigh more than a billion tons on Earth.
Whoa.
And the nature of this interior at the core is unknown because neutron stars jam so much mass into such a tiny volume, and they produce gravity so strong enough to bend the light they emit, which distorts the way they appear and prevents scientists from measuring the mass and size of a neutron star.
So NASA created NICER, the Neutron Star Interior Composition Explorer, which is a telescope that was installed on the International Space Station in 2017. NICER is built to study neutron stars, using X-ray observations to give astronomers more insight into these mysterious objects.
NICER will also test technology using pulsars as navigation beacons.
Kind of like a lighthouse.
Exactly. Isn't that nice?
Okay, it is.
Thanks again for that fantastic question, Alan.
Got a question about space? Let us know. Get your parents' permission and give us a call at 312-248-3402. Then, leave us a message with your first name, where you're from, and your question for a chance to be featured in an upcoming episode.
We can also accept your questions via email. Just send us your first name, where you're from, and what question you'd like answered at reachthepodcast@gmail.com.
That's it for this week on Reaching Out. We're your hosts, Brian Holden
and Meredith Stepien. Reach is produced by Nate DeFort and Sandy Marshall and edited by Nate DeFort.
Our theme song and additional music was composed by Jesse Case.
And our logo was created by Stephen Lyons.
That's it for this season of Reach, a space podcast for kids. We'll be back soon with more episodes. And in the meantime, make sure you're subscribed as we may have some surprises coming your way. For more content and updates on Reach, visit us on Twitter and Instagram at Reach the Podcast or on our website at www.reachthepodcast.com.
Reach is a production of Soundsington Media, committed to making quality programming for young audiences and the young at heart. For more information on our shows and the people behind them, go to soundsingtonmedia.com.
We've all been there. You're standing in a museum staring at a painting and all you can think is, I don't get it. To me, knowing the story behind an artwork is a huge part of knowing how to look at it. I'm Amanda, the host of the Art of History podcast, where we view history through the lens of some really great works of art. Each episode, we dive deep into the bigger picture behind some familiar and maybe not so familiar pieces. Check out Art of History now wherever you get your podcasts.